Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Friedberg back on the show. Barbara has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. She is a financial expert. She is the author of How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, also Invest and Beat the Pros, Create and Manage a Successful Investment Portfolio, and she's darn good at helping people with their financial management of their business. She's our good friend Barbara. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I am so happy to be here again.
It's good to have you back, as always, Barbara. You know, I was telling the audience earlier in the hour before you got here, I was reminding them of something I've been saying for a long time, and that is that our business is like a teenager. You know, a teenager, you'll never be able to fill up the hands of a teenager. They've always got their hands out wanting money, and you can never have enough for them. Your business is just like that. It is not possible for you to create enough money, enough profit, enough cash flow to give your business all that it needs, to where your business would finally at some point say, give me a break, dude. I don't need any more money. That's never going to happen, is it?
That is so true. I love that idea about a teenager with their hand out.
Yeah,
it seems like every day you see something else that you'd like to spend on your business, in the hope or expectation that it's going to make it better and make more people know about it and make them want to use your products or your services.
But what makes it harder, though, is something you and I've talked about in the past, and that is you're saying, okay, I need to start a parallel retirement plan, and so I've got a few extra profits here. Let me take this $10,000 or $5,000 or $1,000 or whatever, and as you're reaching in to get it, your business is saying, whoa, I need that.
So true, and it's a balancing act. I mean, it's almost like in your life, you have to balance things out. You have to balance your job with having fun, with sleeping, with eating, with spending time with your kids, with your friends. Well, your business is the same thing, kind of like a baby, like you said, or a teenager, where you have to put some money aside for your future, for your retirement, but then you also have to invest in marketing or nobody is going to know who you are. And you have to invest in tech or your website's going to crash or your online presence is going to be terrible. So it's figuring out what's going to give you the most bang for your buck.
That's the real issue, and it's especially gotten more complicated in the last 20 years since we've got the online marketplace, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I have been thinking about for absolutely years, you and I are old enough to remember a time before Amazon. Well, I remember when Amazon first launched, and I also, you know, I started out as a stock portfolio manager, so I used to read their annual reports, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember for many, many, many years, Amazon operated in the red because they reinvested all of their profits.
They convinced Wall Street that they were a tech company when the truth is they were really a merchant.
Yeah, and it is so bold because look what happened. They're probably one of the biggest and most well-known profitable companies in the world. And for many, 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 many years, they reinvested everything in their company. And Jim, let me ask you this. Is that the way to success? If you could afford it?
Well, I really do believe that whatever you can do to strengthen your balance sheet is good for you in the long run. I do believe that if you take care of your business now, your business will take care of you later. I do believe that. And I think we've seen that happen almost in a trial by fire kind of way since 2008. Barbara, companies that survived had to take those steps. They had to deleverage. They had to tighten things up. They had to learn how to operate lean and mean. And consequently, in the process, their balance sheets strengthened. And now that's the reason why I believe now whenever we have the next recession, I don't think it'll be as rough on small businesses as the last one was, because I think we're financially stronger than we were. What do you think?
That's an interesting viewpoint. Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Time will tell, because we just, don't know. But the other thing I was thinking about the small businesses are the retailers,
mm-hmm.
which is we are experiencing so many shifts
in our economy. That's a tough part of the marketplace. Let's pick up on that when we come back after the break. I need your website, Barbara.
Barbara Friedberg, personalfinance.com. And
right.
For investors, check out Robo Advisor Pros.
Right. That's your program. It's your app. So check that out, folks.
Yes.
Quick break. 20 till. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.